Hey, remember last year when Paris broke up with me, and I was all set to try to win her back? And you sat me down and told me to wait it out, see how it feels to be apart from her, and then decide if a relationship was what I wanted? I nod. And what happened? I sigh. You realize you're happier without being in a relationship. Exactly, so take your own advice. I close my eyes and let out a dramatic groan. Fine. You and I have the same problem, you know that? They ask. I chuckle. Yeah, we're surrounded by assholes. They laugh, nodding. Okay, so maybe we have two problems. They count on their fingers. Surrounded by assholes and people-pleasing. You know what happens when you combine the two? You get taken advantage of. You try to save people. You become a helpaholic. I don't try to deny it. It's not the first time someone has called me out for being a people-pleaser. We need to stop, I say. Like, right now. The dating assholes or the people-pleasing? Both. Chloe fake cries. But assholes are always so hot. I laugh. Hey, hotness fades. Assholery is forever. They laugh and slide closer to me. No more being helpaholics, Chloe says. I wish there was a rule book, I say. Like, rules for recovering people-pleasers and asshole magnets. We laugh some more, but I'm dead serious. Rules for recovering helpaholics, they say, writing in the air with their index finger. Or, I say, rules for recovering train wrecks. Mm-hmm, Chloe nods. I would read that book cover to cover.